The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. All I can say is Heartbreak City, baby. If you are a fan of Bucky Badger, if you're from that great state of Wisconsin, like the Dorf Man is, man, were we close. Man, were we close. But the ultimate no-no. They let that Aaron Harrison kid get off a three-pointer. And once again, he did what he does. And he knocked us out of the tournament. And I say us as the most bland or blanketed statement, because I never went to the University of Wisconsin, but I did grow up in Wisconsin, enjoyed watching the Badgers in all ways, shapes, and forms, football, basketball, you name it. But that was Heartbreak City, 74-73. Harrison knocks down another 30-plus foot jumper to end somebody else's dreams and hopes of getting to the national title game. And UConn did what they do, man. They play defense. And they took Florida out. Now we got UConn, we got Kentucky. National title game tomorrow night. Brad, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You went to University of Minnesota, so you won the NIT.
Hey, yeah, I mean, I guess the consolation prize is all right, man. I'm not bragging about that one, but we're just getting warmed up. We're getting loose. On the other side, we'll have John Poulter. So keep it close. We'll talk to John in just a few about some baseball and hockey. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy League's free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips, so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
All righty, welcome back. Dorflon Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I haven't thrown the number out there all day because I've just been rambling about what's going on in the sports world. So 1-800-878-7529, those are the digits. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Hit me up on Twitter at DorfOnSports. Like the fan page on Facebook at DorfOnSports, too. Fred, I think you got a fan page now, too. What's that fan page you got, man?
I don't have a fan page. Do I have a fan page? I didn't put it up.
Yeah, man. Somebody sent me something for you the other day, so I'll have to fill you in and let you know what what you got. I saw it the other day, so
it could be my wife's fan page for her book, Sandy and Sandy of Tale of Love, or it could be my almost daily blog on Blackout Central. Of course, here in Southern California, more than 70% of the people cannot watch the Dodger games because of a ridiculous deal between the Dodgers and Time Warner Cable. So I give the people the latest thoughts on that every day, but it's not a fan page because I wouldn't even know how to, frankly, do a fan page.
Anyways, that is Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Always a pleasure talking to him on the program, and just in general, just love talking to Fred about anything. But, hey, before we hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, your thoughts about those games yesterday, UConn getting it done against Florida, and then Wisconsin going down to Kentucky.
Well, you know, I'm on a few websites, and I had the numbers on – well, sort of had the numbers because I had the numbers certainly on the Connecticut game. But on the other side, on one of the websites I'm on, it had actually a 1.5-point spread. The other one was a pick 'em. So it's like I was in the middle. I split on those two because it hit right in the middle at one. But the point I'm trying to make is that you know, people are getting on Trey Jackson. You make 2 out of 3 free throws in a clutch situation. That's pretty good. I mean, you know, I mean, the pressure was on, and then they had 5 seconds to go, 5.7 seconds to go. He had a pretty good shot at it, and you know, it's gone in for him before. It just didn't work, and you got to give the Wildcats a lot of credit. All freshmen, this group of freshmen, I don't think, and you could disagree, Andy, I don't think is as solid as some of the other group of freshmen that Calipari's had, but they win all the close games. You win all the close games, you grow up quickly. So I haven't seen the odds, but I imagine they're going to be about a 2-point favorite, maybe 2.5-point favorite versus Connecticut.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It opened at 2.5, yeah.
Okay, so I think you lean toward the Wildcats now because they've been in so many close games. Maybe you don't consider them freshmen. Maybe you say they're growing up a little bit because, again, if you could hit the 3-point shots game after game after game when it matters, you have grown up, and the Harrison Twins get it done again.
Look, I got news for you. There's no way in hell I'm letting that kid shoot another 3-pointer. You let him drive to the basket, and I disagree with you 100%. Trayvon Jackson missed the most important free throw of his life. So, yeah, he made 2 out of 3, but he needed to make all 3, obviously. And you and I will get into that a little bit later. Let's hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, sorry about the confusion this morning, man. I know you're in my neck of the woods, so good morning, and welcome to sunny Arizona, man.
Good morning to both of you, and thanks for the welcome to Arizona. It's a nice change from the cold of Toronto, let me tell you, for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. You can do whatever you want here, can't you?
Yeah, it was just great to go out yesterday and not have to worry about putting on a hat and boots and gloves and a thick coat. Just to go out for a walk in a shirt and a T-shirt and a pair of shorts was very pleasing.
Well, speaking of hats and boots and, you know, not having to deal with the cold, the Diamondbacks have really got out of the gate terribly, miserably, if you will. The worst start in franchise history. I'm a little bit surprised about this, but at the same time, maybe not so much with a little bit of the adversity that they've had to go through already.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. 1-7, I believe, is their worst start ever. I think in year one they were 1-6. And, I guess if they could find a way to lock up Charlie Blackmon, they might actually be better off. 6-for-6 on Friday, 3-for-4 yesterday. I mean, he's had a good season in this last three games against the Diamondbacks. So he's obviously been public enemy number one. But, interestingly, you talk about the troubles that the Diamondbacks have. And we've talked at length a number of times about the trip to Australia. And the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks started out in Australia, and their combined records right now are 3-8 since they came back, if you discount the two games they played against each other in Australia. So does this tell us that these trips around the world are perhaps part of the reason that teams are starting slowly? The Dodgers have only been 2-3 since they came back, and the Diamondbacks 1-5. So neither one setting the division on fire. Does this tell us something about how disruptive these trips to Australia might be?
That's a good point. And, Fred, I don't know how you're feeling right now about the Dodgers, but, you know, as John said, they're 4-3, a little bit over 500. San Francisco's gotten out of the gate pretty well, 5-1. But do you think that they have a little hangover from being in Australia?
Okay, here's my scenario situation on the trip to Australia. I'm not worried about the 17-hour flight, although I would never take one of those. I'm worried about the fact that if you're in the middle of spring training and you got Clayton Kershaw on the hill and it's an exhibition game, you're letting him throw 65, 70 pitches on the outside, maybe his fourth or fifth start. Now, it's a real game. It's a regulation game. It's a game that counts. You let him throw 102 pitches. If that is why he is hurt right now, I blame Bud Selig. I blame Don Mattingly. I blame Major League Baseball. I blame everybody. Here's a $200 million product, and you let him go too far because it's a regulation game 2 weeks before the end of a regular-type spring training. So if you're Mattingly, don't you have to pull him after 70 pitches? Why do you let him go 102? Just because it counts? Well, you see the results. So, I mean, that's why Don Mattingly, in my mind, is a great hitting coach. He'll never be a good manager. He's never bright enough to be a good manager. Yesterday, they're down by 5 runs in the seventh inning, and there's a base hit to right field, and they send the catcher from second base, A.J. Ellis, to try to score. They're down by 5 runs now. So it looks like he's safe, but he's out. And they look again, and he is out. But it doesn't matter if he's safe. You don't send a catcher down by 5 runs in the seventh inning. But that's a Mattingly, you know, he wasn't the third base coach. But what I'm saying to you is that Dodgers not a very bright club. They try, Puig doesn't show up on time on Friday. He hurts his thumb sliding into first base Saturday. Not a very bright team. It's got the most talent if everybody's healthy. Will everybody be healthy? Who knows? And if everybody's healthy, and John, I'll throw this to you, they've got 4 outfielders. All of them have super egos. What the hell is Don Mattingly going to do with 4 super egos and 3 outfield positions?
I think he's got a major problem, Fred, in terms of where he plays these guys. And Kemp has been pretty outspoken in the fact that he doesn't see himself as a backup or a part-time player. At some point in time, they're going to have to make some kind of a decision, and who knows, maybe they'll get a bit of a break and that somebody will get hurt, and that will solve the problem temporarily that the other three guys will play. But at the end of the day, you have to wonder who is going to have to move, and somebody's probably going to have to demand to be traded, waive a no-trade clause, and they're probably going to have to solve it that way. But you know, the, I guess my question is, and it's probably your question as well, why, if they're going to send a runner from second base when they're that far down, that late in the game, why wasn't there a pinch runner in there rather than sending the catcher? If you're going to leave the catcher in, don't send him. If you want to send the guy, put a pinch runner in. I mean, that's managing 101 as far as I'm concerned, and I agree with you on that stance that Mattingly probably made a very bad decision there, or the third base coach, you know, who knows where the signal came from.
Hey, John, we're really up against it today, so I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut you short. Next week, I promise I'll make it up to you. Speaking of thumbs, and I know we don't have time to get into it, Ryan Braun's got an interesting situation there, too, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but maybe next week we'll have a little bit more information on that. Appreciate you taking time out. I'm going to give you a call later so that you and I can hook up while you're in town.
I'd look forward to that. That would be great.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, had to keep it short with him because we've got another guest. On the other side, Fred, tell the folks who we got coming up.
Great author Peter Golenbach has written a book on Doug Harvey, one of the great umpires of all time. The book is entitled, They Call Me God.
We'll be right back to talk about it. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Rollin in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, as it is another gorgeous day, Fred. It's like an 80-degree day, not a cloud in the sky. And I'm going to get out and I'm going to play a lot of tennis today, to be honest with you, after the show. And we'll just have a fantastic day here, man.
Well, in Southern California, it's not bad either. And anywhere listening across America and around the world, we hope it's fine where you might be. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And author Peter Golenbach, his number is busy, so we're trying to get a hold of him. But he has written an interesting book, Andy. I read it the first day it came. It's called They Called Me God. It's the story of Doug Harvey, who calls himself the best umpire who ever lived. Now, he was rated the second best umpire of all time behind the great Bill Clem. So Doug Harvey was an awfully good umpire. And I remember when he started in the early 60s, he went through the 90s, the 4,673 total games that he umpired. He also, this is an interesting thing, I was going to throw it to Peter, and if we get Peter, I'll throw it to him again. He actually refereed Pac-8 basketball and or Pacific Coast Conference basketball, whatever it was called at that time, because depending on the years. But anyways, he had some problems with John Wooden. He had some problems with Pete Newell. Pete Newell apparently got him fired from the conference because Pete and Doug did not get along. So it was a very interesting book, because I knew a little bit about Doug Harvey. I'd interviewed him before, but I knew nothing about his past as far as he umpired and refereed everything. I mean, it was like his dad did, he did. It was like a family thing. And congratulations to Doug Harvey for the book. And he's sick now. And so I think he's got cancer. And we hope and pray that certainly he battles through it. As, miracles do happen all the time. And that's, well, not all the time. That's why, or there wouldn't be miracles. But miracles do happen. And so Doug Harvey, a great umpire. And Peter Golenbach, you know, one of the great writers of our time. I mean, he's written a million books on the Yankees and everything else. So,
well, and speaking of miracles, it is a miracle because we have tracked down Peter Golenbach, and we're going to hook up with him right now. Peter, how you doing this morning? You got the Dorf Man, and you got Fred Wallen in Los Angeles. How you doing, man?
Fantastic. I'm here in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Well, you know, we're all coming from places where there's a lot of sunshine. But
for sure.
We're talking about the book, They Called Me God, Doug Harvey. You're the author. Can you tell us a little bit about this experience, man?
I wish he'd adopt me.
Why is that?
He is one of the great, great people. It's interesting. I was going to call this book Integrity, because if you want somebody who plays by the rules, who is just, you know, an upstanding human being, that's Doug Harvey. And at the same time, he told a million really fabulous stories. So it's not that he's boring. You know, he's got integrity and he's interesting as hell, which is a nice combination.
You know, Peter, one of the great points you made in the book to me about integrity was he was refereeing in the American Basketball Association for like 75 mm-hmm. bucks a game.
Yep.
And the NBA called, and they were going to offer him $60,000 a year. And at that time, that was a lot of money. He turned the NBA down because he had agreed to the $75 a game. So that would be integrity.
Remarkably so. It's not something you see very much these days. I enjoyed working with him so much. You know, as you said, he's not well, but here's hoping for a miracle.
That is the voice of Peter Golenbach. Go ahead, Fred.
No, I was just going to throw the question with it. I mentioned to Andy at the start, before I think you were on, was the fact that he refereed either was, at that point, Pacific Coast Conference basketball or Pac-8 basketball. I forgot the years, but the point I'm trying to make is he had a problem with John Wooden. He had a problem with Pete Newell, the two of the greatest coaches in the conference history, of course. And Pete Newell apparently, allegedly, and I don't know if this is true, but I mean, basically got him fired because they disagreed.
Well, it's not that they disagreed. It's just he refused to be a homer.
Yeah.
You know, when they were playing on the home court, Newell expected the referees to give him all the calls. And that was just something that Doug Harvey wasn't going to do. And Wooden and he, basically Wooden was a real pain in the butt. Wooden was always harping and harping and harping and harping. And finally, Doug finally told him, you know, sit down and shut up is basically what he told him to do. And Wooden finally did.
Peter Golenbach, the author of They Called Me God, about Doug Harvey, joining us here on the program. And, you know, let me just say this, Peter. I think it's the ultimate respect when peers or athletes call you, you know, great things, you know, such as like a Nolan Ryan or an Ozzie Smith.
That's right.
Even broadcasters, Bob Costas. They had a major respect for Don Harvey, or Doug Harvey, I'm sorry. And yeah. Can you speak about that a little bit, the others that spoke about him so graciously?
Well, the thing about umpiring, you know, Doug says that the reason the umpires are there are to insist on fairness. You know, he told a really wonderful story that he had umpired behind the plate in a spring training game. And after the game was over, the two managers went to him and said, look, we'd like to play a few extra innings. Would you umpire? And so Doug, thinking of his, you know, the other umpires in the crew, he said, yes, if you give us $25, you know, we'll umpire another three innings. And they said, what do we need the umpires for? You know, the heck with you. You know, so no. So Doug said, as they were walking off the field, the pitcher threw the ball, and the catcher, who's now umpiring himself, called it a strike. The batter was sure that it was a ball. And before they walked off the field, this melee broke out between the two teams. Basically, the notion is that without the umpires, you really couldn't have a baseball game.
Yeah, it's a very good point. You know, and one other thing I want to touch on with you here again, and that is the voice of Peter Golenbach, they Called Me God, the author of the book about Doug Harvey. You know, it's one thing to be in the right place at the right time, you know, and I guess what I'm trying to get to is can you speak about some of the experiences that he had, you know, some of the big moments throughout his career?
I can. I mean, considering he umpired for 30 years, he was there the day, for instance, that Roberto Clemente got his 3,000th hit. It was the end of the season. The ball came in. He handed the ball to Roberto. They shook hands. And as everybody knows, during that particular winter, there was an earthquake in Nicaragua, and Roberto got on a plane to fly there to help the victims, and the plane crashed, and he died. So, I mean, Clemente was somebody who Doug Harvey, you know, tremendously, tremendously respected. I know in Puerto Rico, Roberto was almost like a god. There was one game there where Roberto was the manager and player on one of the teams, and a riot was about to break out. And Doug said that what happened was that Roberto got on the loudspeaker and started talking to the fans. And as soon as he did, everybody realized it was Roberto Clemente speaking, and everybody stopped. You know, it was the word of Roberto Clemente telling everybody to stop doing what they were doing, and they did. So that was one of those players who Doug said everybody respected. Another thing that happened in the 1968 World Series, of course, there was this famous play where Lou Brock came sliding home. Doug was the home plate umpire. It was the Cardinals against the Tigers. And Doug saw that Brock had missed the plate, sliding in by about an inch, and called him out. And it was a very important play that turned the whole series around. And to this day, you know, Brock insists that he's safe. And to this day, Doug insists that he's out. That was another thing. One of the other things that he was involved in a sort of in a bad way, I suppose, there was a game with the San Francisco Giants against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Koufax was pitching, John Roseboro was catching, and the batter was Juan Marichal. And on one of the pitches, Roseboro threw the ball back very close to Marichal's head. And I don't know quite what set him off, but Juan took his bat and whacked Roseboro over the head with it. It was really ugly, and both sides came out, and there was this terrible brawl, and Doug was at the bottom of the pile. It was really a nasty moment in baseball. So that's another one.
August 22nd, 1965.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A day that people in L.A. will never forget.
Never forget. and then there was the Kirk Gibson home run off Dennis Eckersley, that fabulous, you know, where he limped around the bases and everybody went crazy. So Doug was there for that. What people will enjoy most about this book, I think, it's a very intimate book because you get to go on the field and listen to the conversations between Doug and the other managers and players. He talked about the managers who were really rotten to him. And the two he talked about most were Freddie Hutchinson of the Cincinnati Reds and Red Shandings of the St. Louis Cardinals, which I thought was interesting.
Hey, Peter, we're up against it. Really appreciate you taking time out with us. Real quickly, how can people find this book?
I think Amazon's the best way, probably, or go to your local independent bookseller or Barnes & Noble, or you can come over to my house.
Thank you, Peter.
Sounds great. Peter Golenbach, author of They Called Me God, Doug Harvey. Our pleasure, man. And we'll have to try to catch up with him again, Fred. Obviously, not enough time there. But keep it close. On the other side, Fred and I'm going to talk to you about the national title game and some other things going on in the world of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Fred Wallen in L.A. You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
So no kidding, there I was. This is how the stories of life's greatest adventures begin. Don't be the guy with the boring story. Picked by National Geographic Adventure as the best river and sea outfitter on Earth, Oars offers more than 75 professionally guided rafting, sea kayaking, and hiking experiences throughout Western North America. Now that sounds like the start of one heck of a story. Visit Oars.com and let the journey begin. That's OARS.com. Oars, guiding life's greatest adventures since 1969.
This is the unique sports show America has been waiting for. Howard Robertson.
Tigers are back on the hunt.
Larry Robinson.
Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea and almost creates World War III.
And a DJ named Superman.
It's going down, baby. It's time for the halftime. What you got, DJ Superman? Let's go.
A little R&R on sports. Now nationwide on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 8 Pacific.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I've got my man Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, we really haven't broken down these games that much from yesterday. Yeah, we talked a little bit about Heartbreak City for the Badgers and, you know, Kentucky, obviously another big shot from Aaron Harrison. And Calipari's done a tremendous job of getting these guys to come together at the right time. Florida, on the other hand, they had a little bit of a setback yesterday. Obviously, got out of the gates really good, having a big lead in that game, 16-4. And then all of a sudden, UConn woke up and they decided to play defense and they decided to score some baskets and they decided to be what they have been so far throughout the whole tournament, and they got it done. Are you surprised at all with the outcomes from yesterday?
Well, I took the points as far as UConn was concerned. I didn't know if they were going to win, but 6.5 was a pretty big number.
It was up to 7 by the game time. It was up to 7. And I, along with you, I believed that UConn would stick in that game.
And, of course, they had beaten them earlier by 1 point. So if you figure it, Florida's lost 3 games all season long, and 2 of the 3 were to UConn. So I guess it wasn't a total shock. As far as the other game is concerned, again, the Kentucky kids have grown up. Wisconsin played as well as Wisconsin can play. I mean, physically talented, there's no comparison between Kentucky and Wisconsin. Yeah. Kaminsky only scored, 8 or 9 points in the game where he'd come off a 20-plus performance. Kentucky's got a lot of big guys. But again, Kentucky's freshman this year I don't think is talented as Kentucky's freshman the last few years under John Calipari. And you know what? There was an article in one of USA Today or one of the sports publications that I read, and Calipari's, you know, right on. I mean, he's just going by the rules. I mean, the rules are wrong in that a kid should be able to leave after high school, and that's, I think, it's a capitalistic society, and if it's some other business, if a kid's a computer genius, he doesn't have to go to college, and he can make money right away. So I don't like the rule of one and out. It wrecks the college game. It hurts the pro game, and I think it hurts the kid in the long run. But that's he's living by those rules, and by those rules, he gets 5 new freshmen or 7 new freshmen every year. And the ones that he has, most of them go to the pros, and most of them play, and most of them make money. And that's what we're living with, the rules that, you know, hit kids because the kids don't have any say, and that's the result. But it's going to be an interesting game on Monday night. And I'll tell you what I really liked, Andy, was that I didn't know this till the second game. I never even noticed till the second game yesterday that
CBS. Okay, I know what you're going to do. Yep.
I loved it. CBS through TNT and through TBS and through True TV, on DirecTV be 247, which was TBS. They had the regular normal CBS guys feeding TBS, but on the other
Steve
two channels,
Kerr and whatnot. And yeah, exactly.
And then on the True TV and TNT, yep, they had the Kentucky feed and the Wisconsin radio feed. And I thought that was a brilliant idea. I mean, I think that's unbelievable. I kept switching back and forth as one team would take the lead just to hear what the radio announcers would be saying.
Well, I was glued to Wayne Laramie, and I'll tell you what, I agree with you. I thought it was a fantastic idea because it gives you your hometown flavor, as well as the national guys. I actually thought it was a complete genius idea, to be honest with you.
You know what? Most of the time, Andy, you've done a million talk shows. I've done a million talk shows. We're talking negatively, but that was whoever came up with that, brilliant. I mean, it just totally.
Yeah.
And it's so brilliant that Fred missed the first game doing it. I mean, just watched the regular feed in the first game. I didn't know it. Then all of a sudden, I turned the channel for a second. Hey, wait a minute, what's this? And so then I couldn't stop turning because I wanted to hear the hometown guys do their thing as the game was going up and down, Kentucky and Wisconsin. And again, Monday night, Kentucky's going to be, as you said, a 2-point favorite. I guess I'll go with the Wildcats because just based on pure physical talent, they're better than Connecticut, and their young guys have grown up. So let's say they're not freshmen now. As I say, let's say they're sophomores basically at this point. So a slight lean toward the Wildcats, I guess, but it should be an interesting game. I don't think it's the game that it's a 7 and 8 seed. Now that Kentucky wouldn't have been an 8 seed going on the preseason, they'd be a 1 seed. But anyway, it's a 7 and 8 seed. That's never happened before, and I don't know how many times it'll happen. And Warren Buffett's billion is safe for another year at least. And you know, I mean, I'd love folks 1-800-878-PLAY 1-800-878-7529. I challenge anybody to call us and tell us you had the 4 final
There are people that had the Final Four, and there are people that have the final game, to be honest with you, Fred. So somewhere
really?
– oh, yeah,
really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are definitely people that have it. ESPN did a contest. There are people that have it. I'm in a several of them, and in mine, there were people that had this Final Four. There were people that had this final game. I can't believe it either, but there are a lot of people that are pretty darn smart out there.
See, I had Michigan State against Louisville or Kentucky in the finals, so I wasn't even close.
I had Florida get into the final, and then I had Michigan State or Louisville, like you said. But I did have two of the Final Four. I had Florida and I had Wisconsin in the Final Four.
But the Wisconsin thing was more a fealty thing. The Wisconsin thing was more of a
I really thought they were going to beat U of A, and you know what? I even leaned that way when they were playing them. So yeah, no, I had them just out of my brain, to be honest with you. I thought that they were a pretty darn good basketball team, and they were. I mean, look, losing to Kentucky by 1 point when they were the preseason number one team is definitely not a big loss when you look at it. And frankly, for Wisconsin, they played better than most people thought they could. But I knew they were going to be a well-coached team, and they weren't your father's normal Wisconsin Badger team this year. They had guys that could score, and they didn't play as good a defense as they have in the past. So I truly did have them beating the Wildcats last week, and they were a Final Four team of mine, not based out of loyalty, to be honest with you, because like you said earlier, I went to Minnesota, and that's where my loyalty is. So I just thought they were a pretty good basketball team, Fred.
I'll tell you, this week, beyond that in college basketball, a couple of interesting things I think happened. Tom Izzo at Michigan State basically told his junior guard, Gary Harris, you're ready for the pros. Take the jump, and I don't know how many college coaches would do that. That's one of the reasons I like Tom Izzo. I think he's a great coach on the bench. I think he's a very fine strategist, and he's telling the kid, you can make the money now, take it. And Andy, how many college coaches do you think would do that?
Not many, to be honest with you. But at the same time, you know, it's important to get that degree too. So, look, I'm a firm believer, and you may say, no, you're crazy. I personally think the money will always be there, okay? And I know that the degree, you can always go back and get that too. But there's something about being a kid. There's something about just kind of gradually growing into something. And I'm a big advocate of staying in school, whether they're ready or not. You know, I mean, look, a lot of these freshmen that are going to come out are not ready, and they're going out because they got somebody telling them, hey, look, you're going to be a high draft pick, and you know what, you can go back and get your education and go to the NBA, and look, you can make the argument that maybe they'll learn more in the NBA than they would staying in college. Again, I don't know if that's true or not. It may or may not be, but realistically, I don't think Andrew Wiggins is ready. I think Parker's ready. I think Embiid is probably not ready either, but he's a guy who's 7 feet. He's got great skills, and they're only going to get better. So how do you tell these kids no? I mean, you can't tell them no, Fred. So, look, they got to do what they got to do, but like you said earlier in the program, and I agree 100%, it's not only hurting the college game, it's hurting the NBA game too at this point. So they got to figure out a happy medium, and I think Adam Silver will. I really do. I think he's a bright guy, and he'll figure out what the right process or what the right steps should be as far as when these guys should be able to come into the NBA.
Well, I think the right process is they can come anytime they want to once they get out of high school. I don't think you can stop them. I don't think it's fair to stop them. I don't think if somebody's a computer genius, you can't say he can't make money right away. He has to go on to college. And again, I graduated high school very young at 16, and so I loved college. I stayed there 5 years. I could have had the degree in 4, but I mean, I just loved it so much that I wanted. No, really, I'm serious about it. It was something. It was the best 5 years of my life. We have reunions every year, as far as that is concerned, for my so-called radical group at where I graduated. But my point I'm trying to say is that I think college is great, and for our society, college is great because you meet people that you would never meet otherwise, from a different part of society you meet in college. There's no question about that. But I don't know how you stop these kids legally. And eventually somebody's going to, I mean, it's gone to court. And, of course, Maurice Clarette lost his thing. But the NFL is slightly different, I think, because the NFL, you could make the case if you're the NFL and doctors, you could make the case that an 18-year-old sure. kid cannot compete against a 30-year-old man because he can get killed, I mean, strength-wise. Yeah. But I don't think you can make that same case in any other sport, because what's the worst thing that can happen in baseball? You can strike out, or you get some shots blocked in basketball. You're not going to get killed. So, I mean, I don't think so. Based on no physical problems from an 18 versus a 25-year-old, I don't think that you can stop the kid or should be able to stop the kid from coming. And I just think the college game has it where it wants it. Even though it's not as fun, it's no question about it. The NBA, see, the NBA veterans obviously would like to say you can't come out till you graduate college, because that gives them more chance to keep their jobs in the National Basketball Association. Yeah. So to have those people vote is sort of unfair, Andy, because obviously it's self-interest. It's self-interest to keep these kids out of there. And again, I don't think there's anybody listening to this show, Dorf on Sports across America right now, that can say the way it's set up now is helping anybody. I think it's hurting everybody. It's hurting the game. It's hurting the kids. It's hurting the NBA. It's hurting the college game. There's no upside to this. But and the funny thing is, not funny, but I don't think Jabari Parker, off of what I read this week, is leaving. And again, he's not a dominating player either. I don't think there's one kid who's coming out this year who's going to lead his next NBA team to an NBA title. I don't think there's anybody
at least not in the next couple of years. I agree with you 100%. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. That would make me pretty happy if Parker stays in school, because maybe then some of these other guys and you know what? The only thing I'd be upset about is my Milwaukee Bucks are in line to get a top four pick, okay? And the future could be very bright, as news came yesterday. I'm not sure if you know about this, but the Bucks are very close to being sold, with a somewhat of a stipulation that's true and not true at the same time, with them to be kept in Milwaukee. But obviously they need to have a new deal for a new arena, and their lease is up at the 2017 season. So the NBA wants basketball in Milwaukee. However, they have to do a few things to keep them there. But ultimately, you know, I mean, look, I'm a fan of the game, but I'm also a fan of my team. And one of those guys could potentially be great for the Milwaukee Bucks in the future. And the guy that wins, I'll be honest with you, this Calipari guy wins, because he can get great players into his system, and he can say, look, I can get you to the NBA in 1 year if you come to my program. And he seems to keep getting great talent year after year. I hear that music means we got to take a quick break. We'll be back to wrap it up. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports. And I'll tell you what, it's actually just flown by today, Fred. I mean, one of the quickest moving shows we've ever done. We had John Poulter, our professor of sports, stop by, and then we talked to Peter Golenbach from the book They Called Me God about Doug Harvey, and been a really, really quick show, man.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And again, the book, They Called Me God, Peter Golenbach, you pick it up at major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com, published by Gallery Books, and it's a story of an umpire. And I'm not sure there's enough books on umpires out there because, I mean, they know stories that nobody else would ever know. And Doug Harvey, one of the greats, rated the second greatest umpire of all time behind the great Bill Clem.
And final prediction for tomorrow would be Kentucky, you think, does get it done against UConn?
The number is going to be small, as you said, too. I think the Wildcats' talent and bigness on the inside will eventually wear out a very good UConn, a very well-coached UConn club. So I'll take the Wildcats. And, of course, if you think about it, they won it a couple years ago, and Connecticut wins it 3 years ago, and Connecticut's not even eligible last year. So it's schools that have been back there before, but this one under Kevin Ollie, he's doing a great job, and Calipari is too. So I'll go with the Wildcats to win the national title. I wish I would have said that 3 weeks ago.
I'm a big fan of UConn right now, I'll be honest with you. I hope they get it done. I love Shabazz Napier and Boatwright and Daniels. And like you said, Kevin Ollie, I just think he's done a tremendous job. Next week, you know what we'll have to talk about, don't you?
What will we have next week to talk about?
We'll have the Masters to talk about next week and without Tiger Woods. I mean, we didn't even get into that much. But next week we'll be talking about the Masters. And we'll be talking about the Masters without Tiger Woods. I think that's pretty pretty unbelievable story in its own right. But, Fred, as always, appreciate talking to you, man. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Ann. Stay well.
All right. National title game Monday. A lot of golf over the weekend next week. So a lot to talk about, as always. Not enough time to do it. For Fred, for Peter Golenbach, for John Poulter, our professor of sports, and Scott on the other side of the glass, I am the DORF man saying peace, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf.